Hi everyone, my name's Dan, and on behalf of the staff of Christadelphians, welcome to this podcast. Over this four-part series, we're going to be looking at forgiveness as it's taught in the Bible. We've got four questions about forgiveness to cover in this series, one for each week. The questions we're going to look at are, why would I want God's forgiveness? Is what I've done too bad to be forgiven? Why would God want to forgive me? And finally, how do I obtain forgiveness from God? So we've reached our final question then. How do I obtain forgiveness from God? If you've listened to the previous three podcasts and decided that you want or you need God's forgiveness, then this is where we're going to discuss how to obtain it. One of the first steps is given to us in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, where Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Now, while we don't receive Holy Spirit gifts any longer, as they're not needed, the first part of this verse stands. One of the first steps to forgiveness is to be baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is, however, a step before this one, and it's given in Mark 16 and verse 16, where Jesus says, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." So we're given the first step. The first step is belief. There is no point at all in being baptized into the name of Christ if you don't believe in him, if you're not willing to follow his beliefs and what he teaches. These two things then, belief and baptism, are the key that open the door to forgiveness. And once we've taken this step of baptism, our sins are washed away in God's sight. And as well as being shown in the passage that we've just read in Acts 2, it's also shown in Acts 22 and verse 16. "And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name." So at this point, having been baptized, we're sin free. We're ready to be saved. But we know, don't we? It's all too easy to slip back into old habits. That is, after all, our sinful human nature. The Apostle Paul sums this struggle up wonderfully in Romans 7. And just bear with me, because this is a bit of a longer passage than we've read before, but it's really important. Verses 15 to 25 of Romans 7. "For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh, sold under sin. For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now if I do what I do not want, I agree with the law. That is good. So now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see in my members another law, waging war against the law of my mind and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." This sums up perfectly the struggle with sin that every man and woman has. The desire to do what's right, but the ultimate inability to do it. And this struggle doesn't end when we're baptized. But the point is that we now have a shield so that it cannot deny us being saved, even though we are sinners still. That shield is the forgiveness of God. There is still a process, however, that we must go through, even when we are baptized, to be forgiven. Step one, we must acknowledge that we've done wrong. It's so easy to take the attitude of, well, it's my life, I'll do whatever I want with it. But the fact is, if you've been baptized, then you must be able to recognize that you are sinful, and therefore recognize when you have sinned. If we don't go to God and ask for forgiveness, he won't forgive us. Secondly, we must show faith. We must believe that God can forgive us. Otherwise, again, he won't help us. And this can be difficult sometimes, if we've done something that we consider particularly bad. In times like that, I find Mark 9 and verse 24 to be a huge comfort. I highly recommend that you read it. Thirdly, we must confess our sins to God and ask for forgiveness. Not to the vicar or to the priest or to someone else, but to the one who we want forgiveness from. And this is made very clear to us in 1 John and chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And point three also links well with point one about acknowledging our sins. So to conclude then on this subject of obtaining God's forgiveness, the essentials for forgiveness are to believe, to be baptized, and to humble yourself before God. We've seen that he's ready and willing to forgive if we follow the rules that he's laid down. And we've also seen why he's willing to do that. And finally, we've also seen the benefits that God's forgiveness can have to us, both now and when he sends his son back to the earth. Well, that's all for this week's podcast. We really hope that you found it helpful. If you'd like any more information on the things that we've discussed today, or on the Christadelphians in general, please feel free to contact us. You can do this via our Facebook group, Stafford Christadelphians, or visit our website, staffordchristadelphians.org.uk. Finally, I just want to say God bless you all, and may he comfort you always. Goodbye.